Podcast. We're so glad you joined us. Listen, if you want to see busyness, come to the Calvary Church campus. Things are happening, man. We're getting ready for Freedom Celebration. It's Love Week, which, by the way, if you haven't heard yet, there's going to be a blood drive at Calvary Church tomorrow, part of Love Week with Vitalant. And really, the best thing for you to do is go online to vitalant.org and schedule an appointment to give blood tomorrow. One of the ways that we as a community can love our city, part of Love Week. So that's pretty cool. And then, of course, I mentioned Freedom Celebration, which, by the way, really should thank some of the businesses that have come alongside and been in part of supporting what we're doing this weekend at Balloon Fiesta Park. Thanks to My Estes Development Group, Chick-fil-A on Eubank, south of Central, and water extraction experts, really a vital part of us reaching this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you again for your support. And then just around the corner, here comes Sheology. Just finishing up Lenya Heitzig in the studio with us. And Lenya, y'all are just finishing up an online connect group study. Like a Dove, Fruit of the Spirit, was something I think we talked about with the ladies last time where they were here. But looking forward, waves of revival, a study in the book of Jonah.
Yeah, I want to jump in and say I love our church. And I also want to say I love our community. I love Albuquerque. Oddly, I was in Whole Foods the other day, and this lady's checking me out, complaining about the weather. And she goes, "I hate this state." And I went, "I love our state."
Yeah.
You know, so
I do. I'm a fan.
Yes. And so, and plus, I just believe in being positive anyway.
Right.
Hating is never good for you.
You know what? We often on this show have people come in and we talk about lists that New Mexico was on, which we know. I mean, they're on probably the bottom of most of the good lists. And but someone mentioned to me the other day that New Mexico falls like in the 40th percentile for generosity.
Aww.
And I thought, what a great stat.
Yeah.
When we hear all these other things, we hear a lot of other great things like, you know, bicyclists and joggers and hikers. And it's a beautiful place to be. Now, when did you first move to New Mexico? Was it 82?
Yeah. 81.
81.
We got married in 81. Our honeymoon was driving here.
Yeah. Now I showed up in 71, Air Force brat.
Wow.
Left and came back in 84 and pretty much have been here since then. But yeah, it's just a beautiful place.
I just love our state. I love our church loving on the state. And so I'm hoorah to our audience and to the people that are doing Love Week. And I can't promote that enough, but it doesn't just have to be on a week. You can love our city and our state anytime by volunteering and giving back. So,
well, Lenya, I have to imagine our listeners are very acquainted with Sheology, but I want to also inform those who have maybe not heard us talk about the women's ministry. It's at Calvary Church, but it's a citywide ministry.
Yeah.
And we see ladies from all over the city and the area. I probably read this before, but I was looking at this before we went on the air. And on the Sheology website, and I'm just going to read this,
cool.
Okay? "We are passionately pursuing the gospel and committed to providing a place for women and where women encourage each other in biblical responsibility. In doing this, we aim to create a contagious culture and provide practical growth steps toward helping women take the next step. Discover your God-given identity in the art of being female." And I really kind of picked this, but this is beautiful.
Yeah, I love that phrase, the art of being female. First of all, we're contesting all that right now, right? What is a man? What is a woman? Can you define what a woman is? Do you know what? I can not only define what a woman is, but I can define what the art of being female is. And it is beautiful. And it is artistic and gracious and wonderful. And yes, it comes in different shapes and colors and sizes. And you can be all types of different women, but there really is an art to doing that.
Right.
And I'm still, you know, I'm championing that thought. I think of my grandma and my mother, and they were phenomenal women, and there's so many ways to express that. So,
well, what a legacy to be able to share with the ladies that are coming to Sheology. And, you know, the statement has started off mentioning the gospel, which Paul, we know, says, "I delivered to you as of first importance." And it is primary in what you do. I love there's a little hint at iron sharpening iron in here, and the ladies encouraging one another. And you see that, don't you?
Yeah.
Well,
we like to say we don't call each other out. We call each other up.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have someone above you in your walk and someone below you. You know, we should all have a Paul and a Timothy in our lives. And so that someone who's really calling us up to show us what this beautiful life can look like, and someone below us that we can be helping to achieve that as well. So I just think being in and among women is an amazing opportunity for you to disciple and be a disciple. And so we grow in our faith when we do. And it's just wonderful. You know, you can come alongside someone, maybe you're a great gardener. So great, disciple them in gardening. But when you're gardening, you can also think about the parables, the tares and the weed and where the seeds fall. And so many things organically can come out of a situation where you're discipling in other ways. So definitely, if you don't have those kind of people in your life, you should be coming to Sheology to look for that. And you will definitely find people who need you and people that you need.
And you know, you're mirroring some of what I hear too now. When we were talking about getting guys to man up, you know, some guys are like, I've done it, been there, done that. Well, then go and mentor someone. Go and encourage someone or people who maybe are at a place where they need to be mentored. One of the other things that stood out to me, and I'm going to guess this was written well before the pandemic. You have in there contagious culture, all this that's being shared, the gospel, the truths that you're sharing through your Bible study, that they will impact lives, that they will. And discipleship.
I can give you a real life story. This weekend, I was in the foyer before the service getting my shirt for Love Week. And I came in through, I don't usually come in that foyer way. I come in the back door or skip, right? So these two ladies were like, finally, you know, I get to meet you. And I go, I'm sorry, I don't come in this door. But this one lady turned to me and she said, I just want to tell you, I was raised in a very severe, strict Southern Baptist church. And when I came to your Better Day conference, it was fun. She goes, and it was contagious. And I kept thinking, why can't I bring my daughters here? I wish they could see that church is fun. And she said, I walked in with this other lady that was raised very staunch Catholic. And she goes, this is fun. And these women were new to the church. They'd only been coming maybe since May. And they said, they walked in the door and it was contagious. These people are having fun. I want to be with these people. And we were passionately pursuing Jesus while we were doing it, but that can be a wonderful fragrance of Christ. And so I was like, thank you for saying that, because we work really hard to make this contagious.
Yeah. You know, I think that speaks to definitely Sheology and really to what we do here on this campus-wide, whether it's during service or Freedom Celebration, all the different things that happen. And, what you said earlier, I love our state. I love our city. I love our church.
Amen.
It's just a great place to be. Now, let's talk about getting some ladies that maybe have heard about and they're waffling on whether or not, come on, it's time to commit and be part of Waves of Revival, a study in the book of Jonah. Let's talk about the study.
First of all, I want to embrace that. I would love a wave of revival. You know, I was in the 70s. I caught that wave when the Jesus movement was happening, and it was exhilarating. Yeah.
I kind of feel like my Young Life leader was that guy. And I was like an early 80s guy, so I was just, you know, maybe the tail end of that.
And then just coming to Calvary and catching the wave of God moving in this state. And I always want to be catching the next wave, you know, the next ones that are coming in. So this waves of revival is we're studying the book of Jonah. And what's been fun for me is, I mean, I think Tim Keller wrote a book about him being the prodigal prophet. And but as I've been studying, I'm seeing revival happen in many contexts in the book of Jonah. We all think it's in Nineveh when he gets there and they repent in sackcloth and ashes. But honestly, first on the boat, the people find out that Jonah's running from God and there's a storm, and all the mariners like repent. They fear the Lord. They make a vow and sacrifice to God based on what they're observing. So first, there's revival in the boat. Second of all, Jonah gets swallowed by a whale, and there's revival in the whale because Jonah is really off the rails, right? Right. Then when he starts praying his prayer, he's like, and salvation comes from the Lord and help me, deliver me. So you're seeing the prophet revive before he brings revival. So you see revival in the mariners, revival in the whale, and then ultimately you're going to see revival in the community. And so I need it all. I want revival in my heart where God has me, revival of those people around me. And you know what's neat? Jonah was blowing it. He was running from God, sleeping in the bottom of a boat, and the captain had to wake him up and tell him to pray, and God used that testimony to bring revival. Mm-hmm. So you mean God can take my faults, my problems, my disobedience, and revive people if I get real with God? Because when Jonah did wake up, he goes, hey, look, it's my fault. You know, God is the God of gods. He's the creator, and I'm running from him, and that's why we got a storm. So, there is great revival in our testimony. So you out there, if you're in a bad spot, you're running from God, you're not where you should be in life, God, you're ripe for revival and to bring revival to your family by getting real and saying, yeah, I don't want to live like this anymore. And so I would say no matter where you are, come and join us. So the fun part is you'll come in for a teaching. I have written some homework for this semester. So if you'd like to, it's like having a daily quiet time. If God wants to revive your quiet time, you'll get homework to do. We're not going to be discussing the homework. That's just for you to do to get ready for the study. But after our study, we are having a time we call of worship and wonder. So we'll be having what we have called an afterglow, a time to praise God and wait on him for his spirit and to operate in the gifts of the spirit. So maybe that's the place in life. You've been a Christian forever, but you've never experienced the baptism of the spirit. You don't know what your gifts are. You've never been in a room where people are operating in the gift of wisdom or prophecy or faith. And you want to really experience the Holy Spirit. Come this semester, we're inviting the Spirit to come and meet us after the teaching.
And it's been a set format for several studies. It's great to see, you know, we always, when we're talking about it on the radio, we say Theology Tuesday night, it starts at 6:30.
That's right.
That's worship. But come on out at 5:30 for the DIY and
food trucks. And
yeah. And that's part of what the ladies, I'm sure they're talking about the study being in the sanctuary and the energy
in
with the
worship
in the hub. When they were talking about, this is contagious. This is, you know, this is something I haven't experienced before. But also this unique time for the ladies to kind of get to know one another.
Exactly.
And like you mentioned, food trucks, and we all know what breaking bread with people
does. If there's food, it's more fun.
Yeah.
So it's food, friends, faith, and it's all combined together in a joyful expression. You know, nobody's here to judge you, to criticize you, to tell you you're not good enough. As a matter of fact, we love you. We want to lock arms with you and, you know, walk forward in faith.
And I don't want to let ladies that are listening say, yeah, but, I'd have to go find someone to watch the kids. We've done that.
We've got child care.
Yeah.
But you better sign up because we have to get enough people in there to watch your kids.
And it does. It has filled.
It has in
times past. You do that at Sheology.com. Just click on events and you'll see the study icon or the study logo for Ways of Revival. Click on that, and then you'll go to the event page, scroll down, and you'll see the Sheology Kids where you can sign up for child care. And now, is this going to be exclusively on the Osuna campus?
Yes.
In the hub,
yes,
by the way. And if someone...
Which, we are so grateful that the church has redecorated and renovated the hub, so it's a really cool atmosphere. The vibe in there is so great.
Yeah, it's a great place for the ladies to meet. And I imagine, soon enough, I'll be in there with the guys.
Totally.
but you can register online as well.
There's a $10 fee, but we don't turn anyone away. So, you know, if you don't have the $10, don't worry about it. Otherwise, it just underwrites some of the cost of the ministry.
Right. And it starts July 11th,
yes.
Tuesday night, running through August 1st.
That's right. 4 weeks.
Okay. I didn't ask you about this before we came on the air, but any sneak peek about what's coming up?
Oh, yeah. Next semester in September, we're going to be studying meals with Jesus at the table, joining, coming to the table of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to, that what will be really fun is we'll be serving some Middle Eastern tastes before each session, and then talking about meals that Jesus had. So it's, you have a place at the table.
Very good. Looking forward to that. And when you walked in, I asked you about the invites.
Yeah, they're cool, huh?
Yeah. Is this something the ladies can swing by here and pick up? And
yeah, they're in the office, but this weekend the kiosk will be open for the next 2 weekends, so you can get one to give to a friend. Also, I think the first 100 people... Oh, no, you're going to have to... We have pins.
Uh-huh.
So I think the first 100 people, there's a pin that looks just like this. It's super cool.
Nice.
So you can, if you're the first few to sign up, you get the pin. Otherwise, there's a fee. I don't remember how much.
Well, I want to tell you how impactful something like this can be. Because I mentioned Young Life. I remember vividly being in high school. And it was just a folded piece. You know, it was someone had Xeroxed.
Right.
And handed it to me, and I said, I thought it was for a party, you know, a little party map.
Yeah.
And then they explained it to me and why I should be there.
So what Steve is holding is an oval, cool invitation, and it looks like a circular wave, like you're in the tube if you're a surfer. Yeah. And there's a whale in there, and it says Waves of Revival, the Book of Jonah. It's awesome. It is art. Avery Innes, who is... in the women's ministry and a part of this church. She designed it. It's gorgeous.
You know, I did one of the other things I wanted to ask you, it is about theology. I'm curious about, do you see some cross pollination? You were in here just days ago talking about Reload Love. And do you see where some of the ladies from theology, you know, they pick up on Reload Love and.
Oh, yeah. Throughout the whole church, though, you know, they really. Bleed into other things. But yeah, we do some nights where you can volunteer for Reload Love in our DIYs and help them fold shirts or make jewelry or whatever. So absolutely, you get to exposure to that.
Very good. Well, Lenya Heitzig's been in studio with us with Sheology. And if you want information about the new study, Waves of Revival, it's a study in the Book of Jonah that gets underway July 11th. Just go to Sheology.com. All the information is there about the ministry, about if you go to events, you'll see information about the study, ways to register, get your kids registered. And Lenya, looking forward to seeing great things happen. Revival!
We can't wait.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Well, listen, later in the show, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque joins us, and they're part of Love Week as well. We'll talk about that and maybe a little freedom celebration information for you as well. Nate's going to be on the show Thursday.
Woohoo!
So I'm kind of hoping he brings us the behind the scenes, what's going on with Freedom Celebration. Should be lots of fun. Lenya, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll be back with more right after the break on ABQ Connect.